If Israel's new government has its way, this building could house a far less powerful Supreme Court. Potential changes announced by the Justice Minister would enable Parliament to overrule the court's decisions, reversing a decades-old system of checks and balances. As Benjamin Netanyahu returns to power as Prime Minister, he faces three court cases involving charges of bribery, fraud and breach of trust. Changes to the legal system were a major demand of right-wing politicians who back Netanyahu, and that sparked anger and protests.
We accept fully the elections that took place a few weeks ago, but then what happens with the new government is that they really create a major and significant danger to Israel's existence and democracy. With the extremists that are there in the government, we see with all the intentions of putting forward legislation that will ruin the judicial system.
The potential changes are unpopular in Tel Aviv. The city has long been seen as a center of liberal thought in Israel, and now thousands of people have begun to protest weekly.
So we came here to protest against the degradation of the Israeli democracy. We see a process where the rights of the people will be over time consumed by this theocratic government, and we want to avoid that.
But it's not just about internal Israeli politics. The Supreme Court has also ruled on the legality of settlements in the occupied West Bank, which are illegal under international law. But with this government being backed by extreme right-wing parties, it's unlikely the demonstrations will have the impact the protesters hope. For now, it's being discussed in a parliamentary committee. If and when it gets to the Knesset parliamentary floor for a vote and it's passed, it will be a significant erosion of a system of checks and balances on this right-wing government. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, West Jerusalem.